This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast on Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election sparked months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crimes charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he has spent the past 2 years. While the government led by his then-rival President Alassane Ouattara has allowed for Gbagbo's return to Ivorian soil, there are already concerns about what role the divisive former leader might play in national politics. On Thursday, police in Abidjan used tear gas to disperse Gbagbo supporters as they gathered along the route that the former Ivory Coast president was set to travel after his arrival back home. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. Kaunda was admitted to the hospital on Monday, and officials later said he was being treated for pneumonia. Kaunda was a leader of the campaign that ended British colonial rule, and he became Zambia's first democratically elected president in 1964. He led the country, which became a one-party state until 1991, when he lost in an election following the introduction of multi-party politics. During his rule, Kaunda made Zambia a center for anti-colonial groups fighting to end white minority rule in southern African countries, including Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Supreme Court has ruled the ACA is here to stay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to hail the ruling. By a 7-2 vote, the justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty. But that requirement became toothless when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Meanwhile, polls suggest the law has grown in popularity, something President Biden and other Democrats like Schumer are looking to build on.
We're going to try to make it bigger and better.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States will invest $3.2 billion in a program to boost development of antiviral pills for COVID-19 and other dangerous viruses that could turn into pandemics. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The COVID-19 pills would be used to minimize symptoms after infection. They're already being developed, and Dr. Anthony Fauci says the money will help speed clinical trials and give more support for research. The program also aims to find new therapies for other viruses.
There are few treatments that exist for many of the viruses that have what we call pandemic potential.
Meantime, the CDC says average daily new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. have hit their lowest point since the pandemic's early days and are down 95% over 5 months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week for the first time since April, despite widespread evidence that the economy and the job market are rebounding steadily from the pandemic recession. The Labor Department said Thursday that unemployment claims rose 37,000 from last week to 412,000. Weekly applications had dropped for 6 straight weeks, and economists had expected another dip last week. A Chinese rocket delivered 3 astronauts to the country's orbiting space station after launching from the Gobi Desert early Thursday. The 3-member crew is due to stay for 3 months in the station's main living module, named Heavenly Harmony. They will be carrying out science experiments and maintenance, spacewalks, and preparing the facility to receive 2 additional modules next year. While China concedes it arrived late to the space station game, it says its facility is cutting edge. It could also outlast the International Space Station, which is nearing the end of its functional lifespan. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.